One Man Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Clifford in the library.
I have an appointment to meet Mr. Flynn's attorney.
That fat guy Wigglesworth? I'd like to stick around long enough to get a look at him, Paul. I'm curious.
Well, he's not a freak, Flynn. As a matter of fact, he's plenty smart.
He may be smart, all right, but if he's Flynn's attorney, I wouldn't trust him any further than I can throw him.
So that's how it is with the barbers today. You may be suffering from hay fever or a summer cold right now, or you may know someone who is. If so, I know you'll be interested in the special offer we're making on Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin is a remarkably effective antihistaminic tablet, especially designed to help relieve the misery of hay fever and summer colds. It acts to relieve the sniffling and sneezing, that itching and watering of the eyes and nose. And Tabsin also offers relief from the headache that so often accompanies these ailments. Now, here's our special offer. For a limited time only, you can have a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock for just 10 cents. Here's all you do to get your liberal trial package of Tabsin. Send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. That's all. Just 10 cents, your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. But mail your dime right away, friends. Remember, this offer is for a limited time, and you won't want to miss out on it. So send 10 Tabsin today. Send it to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. Chapter 16, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. The first evening stars are coming out to replace the late twilight in San Francisco. At the Barber family home in Seacliff, dinner is over. Clifford is sprawled out in an easy chair in the library, reading the evening paper as Mother Barber comes in.
Well, Mom, what's the big joke?
Oh, your father. He does amuse me sometimes.
Yeah? What you been doing?
The way he's taken to that night watchman he hired.
Our folks show on June?
They're out there on the terrace talking away as if they've been boozing friends for years.
Yeah, Dad'll be lucky if he gets a word in edgewise, you know. And rough, there can he rattle on and get started.
That's what strikes me so funny. Your father is usually so impatient with a talky person. Of course, he can't help but like Mr. Dan. But I can stand just so much of him and I want to leave.
I guess Dad feels that good old Arnie has saved our house from being pulled down over our heads by Rex Frome.
That's exactly what he's been telling him.
He certainly changed his tune. When Arnie first came here, Dad was ready to fire him every time he heard a noise. Well, that's our father for you. One minute. Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi, this is cheerful and twosome.
I thought you said you were going to spend the evening writing letters, Paul.
Yeah, did you get lonesome up there at the top of the house?
No, I came down to see if this library was in here. I thought if there wasn't anybody using it, I'd keep the appointment I just made in here.
Why, of course, Paul.
No, it's okay, Mom. I'm taking one up to my studio.
Oh, it's been a man. For a second there, I thought it was going to be...
Well, I'm sorry to disillusion you. This is a man. Matter of fact, he's big enough for two men. It's Frome's attorney.
That enormous fat man who came to see you the other night. What was his name?
Wigglesworth.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that bird. He said he was quite a character.
Yeah. The only reason I wanted to bring him in here was just sparing that climb up all those stairs to my studio.
I should think so. Poor man. It'd be terrible to make him climb a lot of stairs. You bring him right in here, Paul.
Sure, provided I can stick around long enough to get a look at him. I'm curious.
Well, he's not a freak, Cliff. As a matter of fact, I think he's probably a very brilliant lawyer.
He may be smart, all right, but if he's Frome's attorney, I wouldn't trust him any further than I can throw him.
Throw him? What am I saying? Yes, it'd be quite an assignment.
When is he coming, Paul?
He'll be here right away. He calls from Frome's house.
What's he got up his sleeve, sir?
Clifford. Jeff, I'd be glad to tell you, but I don't know what he wants any more than you do.
I'd watch my step if I were you.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to bring you some good news about Mr. Frome. He's coming to his place.
Yeah, you mean something like he's going to Timbuktu or drop down a manhole or some nice little thing like that?
What a thing to say about anybody.
Well, when a guy's... Oh, hey, let me answer the door, Paul, so I can see what he looks like.
All right, go ahead.
I'll blow right after I bring him in.
I'll go outside to your father, Paul.
Well, I'm sorry to ring you out, Mom.
so lovely out on the terrace. I intended to go and sit there this evening anyway. I came in because Henry was so absorbed with Mr. Gray and...
Oh. He's probably had enough of him by now.
Well, thanks, Bob.
No, the way it's been here before.
Well, how are you, Mr. Wiggleford?
Mr. Barber, we'll meet again.
Sit down.
Always happy to sit.
Well, I'm going to run along.
Nice to have met you, Mr. Wiggleford.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure.
Oh, don't get up.
Gracious of you. Thank you for showing me in.
Okay. See you later, Paul.
Yeah, Claire.
Younger brother, I understand.
Yes, I have one younger than Claire. He's a lawyer.
With Judge Hunter. I know about him. Competent young man, they tell me. Won't mind my smoking. Your mother didn't complain about the turkey smell I left in your house on my last visit.
Oh, she didn't mention it. She's not the fussy kind.
Learned to be indulgent when you have a large family, no doubt. Never married myself. The law is a jealous mistress. I think it was Blackstone who said that. Profound, whoever said it. Demanding profession.
But I would think the type of client a lawyer had would have a lot to do with that.
You have someone in mind?
Certainly. I saw Rex Stroman acting with Dale. It interested me very much. It was almost sadistic the way he treated you.
Strange man, my dear Barbara.
Yes.
You afraid of me?
Not for myself. I have great concerns for Christine.
I'm inordinately fond of his sister.
Yes. Suppose we come down to what you came
here for. Like your direct approach?
Well, let's have it.
First, I want to pay you a compliment. A moment ago, I asked if you were afraid of Mr. Frome. And a reason for that.
Yes?
I'm informed that he called you a night or two ago asking you to meet him. You refused.
That's right. Not out of fear, but in deference to Christine's wishes. He's made it clear to me that she can handle the situation best if I'm seen completely out of the picture.
You acted wisely. You've given to impulsiveness. Congratulate you on your judgment in not responding to it.
Mm-hmm. Are you here now as the result of another impulse?
You might call it that. But to Mr. Frome, I'm here to acquire something in your possession, which he's most anxious to have.
And what is it?
Letters. You have letters written you by Mr. Frome's sister, do you
not? I'm supposing I have it.
Mr. Frome wants them.
What for?
Fair question. But one I'm not able to answer, unfortunately.
Not able to, or because you don't want to?
Do you have the letters?
I don't see that I'm under any obligation to answer your questions, particularly those which I consider personal.
That's the answer you wish me to take back to my client?
Does Christine want these letters, or just Frome?
Ah, if you do have them.
That might depend on who wants them. Does Christine want the letters?
It's possible.
But it was Frome who sent you over here for them.
Correct.
Does Christine know that you've come here for that purpose?
I believe it's time for me to make something clear. I represent Mr. Frome only, not his sister. Since she is not my client, I cannot speak for her.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You'll get no satisfaction from me until I'm as darn good and sure what Christine's position is in it. You don't know?
I do not know.
Then you can tell Frome this. The very moment that Christine asked me herself for her letter, she shall have it. Promptly and no questions asked. But I will give them to no one else, nor will I show them to anyone else.
I at least have the admission from you, unequivocally at last, that the letters are preserved and in your possession.
Yes? That gives you any satisfaction? I have kept the letters. It may be sentimental on my part, and I may have cause to regret it, but those letters which she wrote me were read and reread. Maybe I was trying to find some hope for us in them, when I knew there was no hope. Maybe I'm an incurable romanticist. I don't know. Put whatever interpretation you want on it.
Gracious of you to be so forthright. I want to understand that in representing a client, one is called on to do many things. Uncertain things, I submit.
Even to the extent that his own inclination and sympathy might be diametrically opposed to what he is attempting to do.
Yes, I know what you mean, Wilson.
I realize you are doing your job.
I must make a final plea. And implement it, according to my instructions.
Implement it?
I know you find it devious, but I represent a devious man who is subject to whims and fancies. The wealthy can indulge in that, and if you are weak enough, as I am, to submit to sadistic treatment for a monetary reward, then a person must be submissive or resign his post. Am I not correct?
I see your point.
Which is preliminary to what I now must say. And what I know will prove revolting to you.
Okay, well, I'll try not to be sadistic.
Mr. Frome instructed me to get those letters at whatever cost.
Cost? You mean he thinks I take money for them?
I am prepared to offer you as high as $5,000 if you would deliver those letters into my hand.
Is the man complete? Look, Winston, why don't you go now? You've done all you can. Just go back and tell Frome I told you that I'll give the letters to Christine if she wants them, and that's that. What kind of man does he think I am that I take money for those letters?
My offer is refused, then? Your answer is no.
You don't have to ask that, do you?
I'm merely performing my duty. I will be cross-questioned when I go back to report. I don't want him to think I left a stone unturned.
You didn't. I'll tell him so myself if I see him.
Please, if by any chance you should see him, I hope there will be no mention of the fact that I
can't let me see him in the fine stuff inside. I know what you're getting at. Have no fear, Winston. If I say anything at all, it'll be to the effect that you cut me on the mercifully to get what he was after. You think that will satisfy him?
I hope so. But I never know about him, Mr. Barber. What he might think, what he might do.
I am afraid of him, Winston.
I hate to confess it, but I am terribly afraid.
Paul will be back in just a moment with further developments. I wonder how many of you folks have sent for your liberal trial package at Tabson. Well, friends, we want you to get acquainted with this wonderful product. So right now, we're offering you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson from our regular stock for just 10 cents. That's right. For just 10 cents, you can try Tabson, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, the new improved antihistaminic tablet, especially designed to help relieve hay fever and summer cold symptoms. Now, do you suffer from these summertime ailments? Do you know someone who does? Well, now is the time to find out how Tabson can help relieve the sniffling and sneezing, the watering of the eyes and nose, how it acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and summer colds. Yes, just send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, and we'll send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabson from our regular stock. This offer is for a limited time only. So get your dime in the mail right away, friends. Yes, send for a liberal trial package of Tabson today. Send 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. Paul,
I hope I will soon be able to talk to Christine and find out just what Rex Frome's purpose is. And when he gets his hands on the letters he wrote me. He's such a determined man that I'm sure the matter is by no means closed. I can't help but be concerned over what his next move might be. Well, that's how it is with the brothers today. Good night.
Mothers, when your children come in from play complaining of a cut or a scratch, David with Bactine, spelled D-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the remarkable new family antiseptic and bactericide made by Miles Laboratories. Children will welcome its use, for Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics. It has a soothing, cooling effect on the skin, yet it's a powerful germ fighter. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor. Does not stain skin or clothing. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist. You've never seen anything exactly like Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson. Tomorrow, Chapter 17, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned to Morgan Beatty and hear the Marines march off to war. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.